You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Beautiful, mashallah. Monday night. Yes, my beloved listeners of Al Ansar International. My beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. And our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It's a beautiful Monday night. It's the 23rd of Sha'ban, 1442, corresponding to the 6th of April, 2021. Our Zakat Nisab, 7,200 Rand. Meher Fatimi, 17,800 Rand. Minimum Mahar for Hanafis, 400 Rand. For Malikis, 135 Rand. For Shafi'is and Hanbalis, no minimum Meher. Our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Our beloved Ustad's email address is akhussain@gmail.com. That is akhussain@gmail.com. Our beloved Ustad's website is muftiakhussain.net. That is muftiakhussain.net. Our beloved Ustad's Twitter account is @AK Hussein. That is @AK Hussein. Let's welcome our beloved two engineers, Brother Lokolo, who is with us this evening here in Johannesburg, and of course our other engineer in the Durban studios. Ustad, welcome to the program this evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
I see a listener says, dear respected honorable Mufti Sahab, when will the beautiful month of Ramadan commence, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This following Monday that's coming will be the 29th of Sha'ban. So Monday night after Maghrib, after sunset, we have to scan the sky. It is 13 hours and 20 minutes, 15 minutes, depending where you are, 13 and a half hours or so. So the chances of seeing a moon and the crescent in South Africa are very, very slim. So what will happen most probably, inshallah, that we will go into Tuesday, and Tuesday will be the 30th of Sha'ban, next week Tuesday. Then inshallah, Allahul Aziz, first Taraweeh will be Tuesday night, and the first fast will be on Wednesday, inshallah. But everybody should try. We must make an effort to look for the new moon and crescent next week, Monday night, inshallah Aziz. Regarding Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Majidul Aqsa, you know, there in the Haramain Sharifain, the moon samis, their eyes are very sharp, you know. So maybe they will see the moon there, and that's what it seems like. Allah knows best. So then the Taraweeh will start there in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa, and majority of the Arab countries and Muslim countries, then they'll follow them, and that will be Monday night, and then Tuesday will be the first Saum, the first fast. But let's wait and see, and that's Monday night next week. You will know exactly what is happening, inshallahul aziz. In the meantime, let each one of us read these two du'as. Allahumma بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. Oh beloved Allah, grant us barakah, blessing during these days or to the left of Sha'ban, and spare us for the sacred month of Ramadan. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif and a hadith in Kanzul Ummal in Tabarani. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, protect, save us from misfortune, accident, sickness, that for Ramadan Mubarak, the blessed month, wa sallim Kareem Ramadan alana, and protect Ramadan for us, no confusion, no controversy. Wasallimhu lana mutaqabbala, and Ya Allah, whatever good deeds, greatest actions, our good speech at your court, you accept it, O beloved Allah.
And listen, it says, what is the fidya amount to start for those who cannot fast during the month of Ramadan? Ustad.
Alhamdulillah, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has given us a religion, a code of life, which is comprehensive for all cases, circumstances. So we need to know what the Quran Kareem states, Surah chapter 2, verse 184. Wa alalladhina yutriqunahu fityatun ta'amu miskin. And the people who don't have the taqat, in Arabic you say taqat, in Meman, Gujarati, Urdu, you use the word as well, and that is the strength, the energy, the stamina to fast, they must pay the fidya, the compensation for one poor person. So remember that is 30 rand, 2 US dollars, for those of you in the foreign countries, per day, per fast. You don't pay now, you pay after Ramadan starts. But for who is this applicable? Only for people who are very, very old, 80, 90, 100 years old, and they don't have the strength. Some people are old, 80, 90, but they can manage. My uncle, mashallah, now almost 90, he's fasting, alhamdulillah. So Allah Ta'ala give him siha, afia, Bamli Kaka, Ibrahim Kaka, and Potustrum. So you must remember that people today, it don't mean automatically you 80, 90, you can't fast. People have energy, but those who cannot manage to fast, they are too old and too weak. So for them, this law will be applicable. 30 rand per fast, so 900 rand for the month. Round it off, it's better. 1,000 rand, and you give it to the poor Muslim people who are entitled to receive zakat. Second category are those people who are al-marizud da'im, perpetually, chronically ill throughout the year they are ill. The doctors, their prognosis is such that they say for such this person, according to their observation, experiments and so forth and diagnosis, that this person here will not recover from that illness, then he or she must also pay the 30 rand per day per fast, 900 rand, better to give 1,000 rand for the whole month to poor Muslim people. However, the lady who's pregnant, the lady who's breastfeeding, or you have the male who's traveling or ill and so forth, you will get better. So in all those cases, qada is compulsory. You can't say you will pay fidya and then it is done and dusted. No, fidya will not suffice. Fidya means compensation, that will not suffice. Remember, in those cases there, qada, and you will have to keep the fast in the remaining 11 months.
Somebody says, your Ustad, husband passed away. There is our wife, father, and daughter, Ustad. What are the shares?
Alhamdulillah, that remember you are asking questions regarding inheritance, which is an integral part of Islam. The first question we should pose to our esteemed listeners, is your will ready? So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that yabitu laylataini illa wa wasiyatuhu maktubatun indahu. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. O Muslim, O Muslimah, that you should not even allow 2 nights to pass, but your will, your last will and testament should be written and prepared already. When the person in this case here, that the husband passed away and he was survived by his wife, his father and his daughter, so first thing will be from the estate burial funeral expenses. Number two will be the debts of the deceased, business debts, corporate debts, personal debts. All that must be settled immediately with the creditors. And third one is wasiya for non-heirs, whether it's a person or an organization, and you bequeath not more than 1/3. So must be non-heirs and not more than 1/3 of the net estate. And fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. So in this case here, the wife will receive 12.5%, and then this one daughter, she will receive 50%, and then there is so much left there, 62.5% gone, so the residue, the remainder will go to the father. father, 1/6 he will receive as a bilfuruz, as a Quranic heir, and the remainder residue as a asaba. All these are technical jargon, you don't have to worry of that. To cut a long story short, so the wife's share will be 12.5%, daughter's share will be 50%, and the remainder residue will go to the father. So that is what will happen in that case then.
So Ustad, can a boy who is a Hafizul Quran, but of course he's not bali, he's not matured, Ustad, perform Taraweeh Salah, Ustad?
Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Al-Imamu Daminun, the Imam is responsible for the prayer and so forth. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Therefore, the Hanafi scholars say that even if the youngster, he's 10, 11, 12 years old, he's not baligh, he's not mature, and now the parents, the people want, because he's a good Hafiz or whatever you, he must lead the prayer for Taraweeh, the 20 rakat we're going to read in Ramadan after Isha. So remember, Hanafis say not permissible. And remember, if you study majority scholars, Shafi'is, Malikis, Ambalis, they allow it and they say it's permissible. So that is where we are. You like stories, right? So in 1970, I completed my hifz by my honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah. And obviously, my parents, it was just 1 month left, it was Shaban, I completed my hifz in 1970. So the parents wanted I should perform, you know, my Taraweeh and so forth. So my Ustad, Hafiz Dimalia, my honorable father, myself, we went to Mias Farm. First time in my life I went to Mias Farm. And we went to Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi, Rahimahullah. He was the big Mufti of Transvaal and the Grand Mufti, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He spoke certain things in Gujarati and I don't know what and what. So he said, this ship you don't understand nothing, you can't read Taraweeh. So it happened to me like that, so you must remember. So you must, if you want your son to read, so mashallah, in the house he can read, and you get other children, and he can be the imam of them. So mashallah, all nafil Taraweeh. So that's fine, he can do that, there's no problem. You get all the youngsters who are 5, 8, 9 years old, 10 years old, and he's imam for the whole lot. So that's fine, permissible, no problem.
Ustad, on that point, sister says here, if my son is clean shaven, but he's baligh, Ustad.
So what do you mean by he's clean shaven? You must remember that naturally his beard is not growing, then remember, and he's baligh, then he can make imamat, no problem. But if you mean clean shaven, that he shaved his beard and so forth, then remember, he can't be the imam, and especially in a mosque and all that, definitely unacceptable. For youngsters like that also, we will tell them, make imamat day in your house and so forth. So you must remember, because you might forget your Quran also, Allah forbid. But you are shaving your beard and so forth, and now in the masjid, musalla, so all that, you can't be making imam. But there, remember, that is unacceptable.
I am reading the Quran Sharif, Ustad, but I will not complete before Ramadan. What should I do, Ustad?
Yes, this is a frequent question, you know, frequently asked questions, FAQ. So the person reciting the Quran, but they don't read so fast, they're not Hafiz. So maybe the person is in the 10th juz or in the 15th, 20th juz, and now they're looking at the calendar, then they're saying, I won't finish this Quran Sharif before Ramadan Mubarak, I'm in a dilemma, what should I do? So our advice will be, you continue reading, and you complete that Quran Sharif, and then you make special dua. Duas are accepted on Khatmul Quran, and 4,000 malaika descend to say Ameen. Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah of the Shafi'i school, Allama Nawawi is A'lamun Nas bi Madhabi Shafi'i Abad Shafi'i. After Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah, he is one of the greatest scholars of the Shafi'i school. In his work Kitabul Azkar, he has mentioned this, the 4,000 malaika angels descend just to say Ameen. So it is a momentous occasion, and then you start your new khatam and make time from now, your timetable. Fasting is a duty, and tilawatul Quran, recitation of the noble Quran, is the beauty of Ramadan. So therefore you make another khatam at least during Ramadan. So that will be my advice to you.
Should a husband pay the zakat for his wife, Ustad?
MashaAllah, jiska zarf bara ho, Allah in go barab bana deta hai. This husband, he loves his wife. Oh, my poppy. Oh, my sweetheart. Oh, my darling. Oh, honey, let's calculate your zakat and I will pay the money. So he pays it, but before paying it, he must inform his wife. So then that will be permissible and acceptable. However, if the husband just paid it, he did not inform the wife anything and so forth, then that zakat is not discharged and is not valid. We need to be very careful of that. Third one, the husband says, no, darling, it is your money, it is your assets, it's yours, and your Kruger coins and what have you, so you have to pay. Now what the wife? Today the wives are sharpshooters also. So the wife will say, fine, but how much they pay zakat? I don't have rokra. You know what is rokra, Maulana? Mm-hmm. I don't have cash. You understood? So I don't have liquid. So you pay with your jewelry. You pay, you must remember, with your clothing, your shoes. So zakat, you can pay in cash or kind. So all that will be permissible. So it's a give and take situation. Husband wants to pay, totally permissible. But before paying, inform your wife. And if he refuses, there's no sin upon him, then the wife must pay. And you, honorable wife, you can pay, remember, in cash or kind. And that is for the men and women who pay zakat. It's not must that we must give money. We can pay it in kind as well. So like the woman pay with jewelry and so forth, it's all acceptable.
So Ustad, where can I purchase the Markaz Sahaba decoders, Ustad?
Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, that many, many people now, Ramadan, everybody wants to enhance themselves, their iman, get spiritually guided and so forth. So we have about 4 or 5 different places where you can buy and purchase the Markaz Sahaba decoders. Our offices, our studios there in Durban, mashallah, Mawana Khalid Yaqub is there, our brother Yusuf Mehter is there, brother Dawood Monli is there, and that is just opposite the Sufi Masjid in Glennon Road in Durban, very famous. You will see big, big boards there, Markaz Sahaba. So inshallah, tomorrow after 8 o'clock, you will find the brothers, they got stock there, 600 rand per decoder. You want to buy a whole box, and there are 10 units, so then 5,000 rand for that, you can take it away, or you leave it there and tell the brothers, they can distribute it. So it's all your choice, whatever it is. And then there, IG Hussein also, the Overport branch, they are also selling it in Durban. Then you come to Northern Natal, our respected Maulana Salim Karim Hafidahullah, he is there in Ladysmith. So for you in Newcastle, Dundee, all these areas, Glencoe, Washbank. So if you want, mashallah, Winan Escort, so you can purchase it directly from Maulana Salim Karim. He has stocks. I just spoke to him the other day as well. So mashallah, all of us got stocks with Allah's help and mercy. And if you want here in Lens, so you want, mashallah, you contact us tomorrow after 8 o'clock, 011-854-2990. Speak to Brother Suleiman Esop, 011, there's a Johannesburg Lens number, 011-854-2990. For the Durban number, 031-001-3332. So inshallah, you speak to the brothers there, or you just go there, mashallah, and you purchase it and you take it away. Another issue that, because people will want this also, so remember the normal going price, Hafiz Hussein Wadi informed me, they have a list of people who are the installers, you know, for this decoders and so forth. So the normal price they're charging there in Natal, Durban area is 400 rand. So basically that if you want the decoder and you want them to install it with their cables and whatever, Allah knows what, then normally the price will be 400 rand for the installation, so 1,000 rand it will be. So in that way, mashallah, you can listen to Markaz, you can listen to Ansar and many other radio stations with Allah Ta'ala's help and Allah's mercy.
Listener says, must zakat be given out monthly, Ustad? Or is it 1 month out of 12? Or is it 12 out of 12 months, Ustad?
Remember, zakat is an annual ibadat and it works with a lunar calendar. So you have Muharram to Muharram, Ramadan to Ramadan, Rajab to Rajab, and you heard just now the minimum nisab, the threshold is 7,200 rand. So if you have gold, silver, cash, stock in trade, 7,200 rand or more, so you must remember 2.5% zakat you have to pay. Let's take a person who has million rand. So you have million rand stock or money and all these things, go Kruger coins and what have you. So you have to pay 25,000 rand, 2.5% zakat in a case like that. So when you have to pay 25,000, it's difficult to take out the money lump sum. So the choice and prerogative is yours. You can pay it daily, you can pay it weekly, you can pay it monthly. The main thing is, brother, sister, you have to pay. And remember, zakat has got two meanings. If we just analyze it, look at the Quran. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, when you pay your zakat, zakat is the compulsory charity we give to the Muslim, the poor, the Muslim, the destitute, and for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, so Almighty Allah will multiply it manifold. So one meaning of zakat, you must remember, is numu, is growth. And if you want the verse, that is chapter number 30, Surah Rum, and verse number 39, chapter 30, verse 39. And the second meaning of zakat is tuhur, which means that tuhara, that you are cleansing yourself, cleansing your wealth, cleansing your hearts. It is innate and inborn in human being. We love our wealth. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. This human being is madly, intensely in love with his wealth and assets. Now for a greater purpose and cause. Ya Allah, I'm taking out this 25,000 rand. I'm taking out this 2,500 rand from the 100,000, Ya Allah, and giving it for your love, your pleasure. So the love for Allah will increase and the love for wealth will decrease. So we're purifying our inner self and we are purifying our wealth. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hadith mentioned in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, beautiful hadith. Hassinu amwalakum bi zakat. Protect your assets and your wealth with the payment of zakat. The more zakat we pay, more Allah's mercy, hifazat, protection will come to us and our assets. So may Almighty Allah give us that heart that we pay it lovingly, willingly, sincerely, to not pay it like how we pay tax to the government. You know, petrol is going up more than 17 rand, first time in the history of South Africa. So what? We have to still pay, but we pay it grudgingly. No, zakat, you pay willingly and lovingly. That is the big difference. It is for the sake and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
So is it permissible to make a khatam, ustad, of the Quran, reciting the paras in a different order, in Taraweeh and normal reading, ustad?
Remember, Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, Swallu kamara aitumuni uswalli. You perform your salat as you see me performing the salat. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al mahdiyin. You must follow my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu majma'in. So remember that we must read the Quran Sharif according to the sequence. Surah Fatiha, then Surah Baqarah, then Surah Al-Imran, Surah Nisa, and you end off with Surah An-Nas, chapter 114. You don't start from the back and say, no, we're going now backwards. So that will be unacceptable. And remember, we must not do things as we want to. Our deen is naqal and not aqal. Our deen is to follow the revelation and not to follow the reason. Always when there's a conflict between revelation and reason, then the revelation must be given preference. Islam is supra-logical.
29 minutes to 9 o'clock. We go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Stay tuned.
You are listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
26 minutes to 9. Alhamdulillah, I am Sasha from Durban. I'm a Hindu girl. Can a non-Islamic fast for Ramadan Kareem? Must she be clean to fast not on menstruation? And she says, Ustad, can a Hindu girl read a Quran during Ramadan? And what is the significance? Sasha from Durban. Mufti Hussein, inshallah, alhamdulillah, I'm learning it's Sasha at Durban. Ustad.
My sister Sasha, I'm so happy that you are contacting us and you want to know more about Islam and what should you do. That's a very, very good sign. And you're entering, inshallah, and learning about Islam. So let's take it step by step. Can you fast during the month of Ramadan? Yes. And what you should do, you must remember it, that you tell your Muslim neighbor or your Muslim friend, the lady or whoever, that they must give you the Ramadan timetable. For example, I'm just giving you for us here now. So it's 5 o'clock is the cutoff time in the morning for us here in Johannesburg, and that today the Adhan for Maghrib went at 6:05. So it shows that the time will change. So first thing you need to do is get a timetable so you know exactly from what time to what time we will be fasting. Second one, when a lady is in a menses, then she cannot be fasting and she will keep the qadha. Meaning, if you must 5 fasts, 7 fasts, then in the remaining 11 months, they will keep that fast there. But for you, you're not yet Muslim, so you don't have to worry about that, but you should not be fasting, remember, during menses. So that's one issue. Second issue, when you say reading the Quran, obviously you are referring to the translation of the Noble Quran. So again, tell one of my sisters there that in Durban, and they will arrange it for you, everything free, you don't have to pay, that they should get for you Tafsir Uthmani or Tafsir Ma'ariful Quran. So anyone is very easy, all in English. And in there, in your leisure time, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, you read the Noble Quran and the message. Obviously, that you should show respect to it, you know. You can't go to the washroom, bathroom and all that with it. And you should keep it on a table or in a high place and so forth. Not just dump it anywhere. I'm sure you won't do that. So you will show reverence and respect to that. So that's the second issue. And the third issue is that you are learning a lot and so forth. So that's very, very good. So every day we have programs in the morning, I'm sure you're aware, 5:15 to 5:45, and this Q&A daily in the morning. So there also you can pose your questions. And inshallah, you must beg Allah, you, my sister Sasha, Ya Allah, show me the true religion. Show me the light. Give me the radiance, Ya Allah. So that is where it must come from you. We can only propagate the message, but it's your heart. It has to be connected to Almighty Allah. So you try it out, my sister, and inshallah, it will be a wonderful experience. But again, we will invite you towards Islam as soon as possible, because we do not know when a person will pass away, and death is hovering above our head. May Almighty Allah guide me, you, and the entire humanity.
I am unemployed, Ustad, and I have no income. I am chronic pain and applied for disability, and I'm awaiting reply, Ustad. Do I qualify for the Islamic decoder? I have satellite dish from a long time ago. Jazakallah, Mufti Sab, Ustad.
Definitely, where are you, my brother? You should have contacted us long time ago. So just contact me now, but I'll reply to you tomorrow, because by the time we finish up, it's late. 071-888-1184. Where are you? In Durban, Johannesburg, Cape Town, where are you? So we will make the arrangements and it will go to you, inshallah. Every person who speaks of decoder, you must be honest, you know, don't take chances and so forth. So inshallah, this brother, sister is honest. And you contact me and tell me where you are. We'll make the arrangements, and it's just to drop it off there, because you got all the other gadgets there by you. So inshallah, this Ramadan 1442 will become a special Ramadan for you, because you will have the decoder right by your ear. Don't make mistake that you're so busy with the radio you miss your salat also. So make sure, because people sometimes, I tell you a story, your next story. So when we started this radio business and all that, so I had a lecture in Durban. This is many years ago, 20 years ago, 15, 18 years ago. Allah alone knows. So I went, so one Baji old man came. He said, "You, I don't like you," he's telling me. So I got a shock, you know. He told me roughly. So I said, "What happened, Baji?" He said, "I tell my wife come to bed. She tell me one more question, one more question, one more question." What is the oldest? One more question, one more question. Then he started laughing. He said, "Now, man, you're doing good work." So, you see, the Baji is old, but it's not cold, you know. Yeah, so he was cross with his wife. Wife said, "No, one more question, one more question." So, the one thing to all of you, Ramadan Mubarak is coming. Make sure you, the man, you read your 5 daily salat in the masjid. And you, the women, you read at home on time. Not because of the radio and samosas and bhajiyas and all that. We missing salat or reading salat in makruh time just before sunset. Said 10-15 minutes we're reading Asr, all that is unacceptable. So please, we are there at your service, but we also must realize our duties to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala as taught to us by Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
I see Sister Lillian says, "Good evening, AK. I have come across articles on Islam and female genital mutilation. Why does Islam condone circumcision for both male and female? It's like a form of harm." Sister Lillian says, "Many women till today who are circumcised experience a pain. What's the logic behind it?" Sister Lillian, who started?
My Sister Lillian, thank you very much for your questions. And all of you who do not belong to the Islamic faith, please do send in your questions. Don't think for a moment we will take offense or anything. No such thing. We are here to educate the Muslims and propagate to the non-Muslims. So look at this question. Excellent. You know, my Sister Lillian, that anything of a good thing, when you go beyond the limit, then is harmful. So Islam allows khitanul banat, that is the issue we call it in Arabic. Circumcision for women is permissible in Islam. But what is happening in Africa and certain parts of the world, that is not muted. Circumcision for the women is mutilation, and Islam does not allow that. So we must draw a distinction between the two. Does Islam allow? Yes, Islam allows. There's no need to compromise and apologize to anybody. But Islam itself, you must remember, open Mishkat Sharif, you will find the hadith. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the women who do this circumcision for the women, don't go to such an extent that way you are going to get involved in mutilating. Then the second part of your query, my sister, was what is the rationale and the logic? فَإِنَّهُ أَحْلَى لِلْبَعْلِ. Remember that when that lady grows up, she gets married and so forth, so there is more satisfaction for both parties, for her and her husband. So that is one of the rationale. So Islam allows it, but Islam does not allow mutilation. So we must draw that distinction. So people sometimes go beyond the limit that we also condemn and say it's not permissible.
Ustad, my son has left his drugs, but says he can't leave his weed. What is his position, Ustad?
So he's like saying that he left the big poison, but he can't leave the small poison. So this is all the waswasa of shaitan. You know the ending of the Quran, chapter 114. You waswisu fi sudurin nas. The waswasa of shaitan, the whispering of shaitan. You, my brother, I'm having a talk with you heart to heart. You are my younger brother. When you say you have left drugs, Ramadan is starting next week, right? Tuesday, Wednesday is Ramadan, depending on the moon and what have you. So, my brother, what will you do then? Your willpower, you suppress your desire. So when you can do that for 12, 13 hours, so obviously you have the willpower there to suppress your desires all the time as well. So it is for you, mind over matter, that say, I will do it for the love of Allah. Not because AK is telling me no, but because I want to please Almighty Allah. I want to please Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahu wa rasuluhu ahaqqu ayyurdu. Quran Kareem teaches us Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam are more deserving that we please Allah jalla wala and the Master alayhi salatu salam, and that is the sign in kanu mu'minin that you have true iman and true faith. Chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 62. So imagine that is what we should be aspiring for, and that should be our aim and objective. So my brother, you left all the big drugs, the mandrakes, cocaine, whatever, I don't know all the names, and you know better, and the weed, that also is a drug. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kullu muskirin khamrun wa kullu khamrin haram. Everything that intoxicates now immediately or in future is alcohol, and all alcohol intoxicants are haram. So hadith in Mishkat Sharif, so you must cut it off. Don't go into relapse. Relapse means that you say, no, I won't take, you understand, is that a person who's an alcoholic, he says, I won't take 2-3 liters, I'll just take few tots, you know, they call it a tot. So I'll take few tots and all. No tots and no all this thing there. You must make totsins to it. You know totsins? Goodbye, finish. Make totsins to the tot, finish. So that is what Islam teaches us, my brother.
I love that, Ustad, totsins. Ustad, how many minimum ayahs can be read during a rakah during salah, Ustad?
Remember that everything you want to know, you will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, in the books of fiqh and so forth. So, you know, there is a fatawa kitab, for your kitab book on verdicts, Islamic verdicts. The Arab ulama call it al-fatawa al-hindiya, the fatawa by the Indian ulama. Our ulama call it fatawa alamgiriya. So alamgiri, so you must remember that. So why? During the time of alamgir, the great senior ulama muftis were given the task. So in there, this wonderful masla is mentioned, that when Ramadan Mubarak approaches, how much should you read in each unit, in each rakat? So we see in the Quran Sharif 6,236 verses, we see 114 chapters, and we see 540 rukus, 540 ruku. So per rakat, per day, per night, you read 20 rukus. So per rakat, you're going to read one section. So you will finish on the 27th night. Subhanallah. See how easy it is? So in that way, you don't have to rush, and you read one ruku, one section per rakat. And in that way, minimum, you have to read three verses per rakat. That's minimum. But I'm showing you the easy way, which is mentioned in Fatawa Hindiya, Fatawa Alamgiri. And if you have it, you can check it there and refer to it as well.
Somebody says, Mufti Sahab, in Jannah, can we choose our milkshake flavor instead of traditional pink? Can we have a yellow banana milkshake? It's my favorite, Mufti Sahab.
MashaAllah, why are you worrying about yellow and all that? Say, Ya Allah, I want the best of the best. When Allah says, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ فَإِنَّهَا أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَتُهَا. Ask Almighty Allah, not for Jannat only, ask for Jannat al-Firdaus. That is the supreme part of Jannah, and the path right in the middle of Jannah. And the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Then go to Quran, my sister, my brother. You like milkshake, mashallah. So chapter 41, and you must read it, chapter 41 verse 31, what Almighty Allah states, when you are a true Muslim, you devoted, dedicated to Islam, Almighty Allah will give you glad tidings of Jannah in this world. In this world, Allah will give you. How will that happen? Now that person is about to leave this world, the entourage of angels will come. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. Oh, human being, don't fear. We're taking to you to another destination. And what is that? أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا. No fear, no sadness and grief. وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَدُونَ. That jannat which you have been promised about, the paradise. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your protectors in this worldly life and in the year after. Oh, Master Malsheikh, Master Malsheikh, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. For you is whatever you desire. And وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever you request, immediately you will get. You know why? نُزُولًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. Hospitality from Allah, who is the most forgiving and most merciful. Chapter 41, verses 30, 31, 32. So refer to that. Yeah, in this world, you go to a five-star hotel, you tell them milkshake, banana milkshake, strawberry milkshake, this milkshake. They press the button, ANC, and no current. Load shedding. You see? So there no load shedding. There everything perfect. You must remember how the sun rises daily, how the sun sets daily, with precision and accuracy. So don't ask for banana milkshake and say, Ya Allah, I want the best of the best. And you know what is the best, my sister, my brother? Read now with me. Allahumma, oh beloved Allah, Inna nas'aluka, Allahumma inna nas'aluka. Oh, beloved Allah, we beg of thee. We ask you, we plead to you, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhat an-nazar. You grant us the pleasure of seeing ila wajhikal kareem, to see thy honorable countenance. We saw makhluk and creation, Ya Allah. Now we have the shauk, the desire to see you, O Almighty Allah. That will be one of the greatest gifts which Almighty Allah grants and blesses the people of Jannah and Paradise, the hadith in Musnad Ahmad. And for the people who are not in Paradise, Kalla innahum ar-rabbihim yawma idhilla mahjubun. They will never see Allah. Allah's wrath, Allah's anger is on them. No, you're not fit to see me. I told you to do certain things and you rebelled against me, you are disobedient, hence you will not see me. They will be deprived, and then they will have more regret and more of sorrow and remorse. So remember, that is the beauty, my sister, my brother.
We're buying a property, Ustad, which has a bond. Currently, property is on half of total buying on bond. Please clarify if this deal is allowed, as bond installments is based on current interest rate. On other half property amount, we will be paid after 36 months, Ustad.
Yeah, there are three different scenarios, so we have to take it step by step. Mr. ABC bought a block of flats. He bought a whatever property, whatever it is, a shop or a commercial stand or whatever you. And he bought it and he took a made arrangement with ABC Bank, and he'll pay them over 10 years, 20 years, bond, whatever. So whether residential site or commercial site, so that transaction, you must remember, Islamically is a defective transaction because of the interest factor. Interest, sood, viaj, riba, call whatever you want to, usury, totally condemned in Islam. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279, Almighty Allah condemns it in the strongest terms. Surah chapter 2, verse 279, فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا. If you do not abstain from giving, taking interest, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 2, verse 279. You will not find a warning like this for any crime in the noble Quran. So that's one. Now you want to purchase that, but that person tells you, I owe them 1 million rand, and the bond is also 500,000 and what have you. So what you must do is this. You will say, fine, that I will go to the bank and I'll tell them that now I owe you 1.5 million and so forth and so on. So then you will pay that amount there. So if you want to break it up, then you say that this person is selling their property to you for 1 million and the interest is 500,000 and so forth. So you pay the 1 million with halal, and the bond and all that, the interest amount, you pay with interest money. So all that would be acceptable. But remember, for you to get directly involved in the interest that is you go make a deal like that, that is haram and not permissible.
Ustad, please advise on the fazilat of a traveler. Jazakumullahu khair, Ustad.
Mustafa rahmatullil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, as-safaru qit'atun min al-adhab. Yet when you travel, it is a portion of punishment. Your whole timetable goes haywire. You're eating, you're drinking, you're sleeping. Even if you're traveling first class and we stay in the best hotels, 5-star, 6-star, whatever it is, but your whole timetable changes. So therefore, in Islam, traveling must not be done without need. They travel when the need is there. Don't just travel. Sometimes people miss salat and so many problems and so forth. So that's one. Number two, da'watul musafir. That the dua of a musafir, a traveler, is accepted, Islam says, because now you are traveling, and in Islam, your traveling will be for permissible reasons. Whilst we are on this topic, let me mention one fatwa, one verdict. You know, al-Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and them, they say, you can combine salat, Zuhr and Asr in Zuhr time, or Asr time, Maghrib and Isha in Maghrib time, or Isha time, so to jama bayna salatain, it's called. But if the person is going to see a soccer match, I go from here to Turkey, I go from here to Hammanskraal, I go from here to Hong Kong to go see cricket match, soccer match, then the Shafi'is humbly say, when your journey itself, or to go meet your girlfriend or boyfriend, so when your journey itself is not permissible, then it's not permissible for you to make qasr. You're not entitled to read 2 rakats for Zuhr, Asr and Isha. You must read 4 rakats. You're not allowed to combine the 2 salats. And ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. You're not entitled to the bounties of Allah because you are committing vices in the process. So imagine, people only understand what is their own motive, but what the whole Sharia is, that they quickly. Here in South Africa, 2010, when the World Cup came, people missed their Jummah. One Maulvi said, we will make Jummah there by the World Cup there. And then another Maulvi said, let's just make Asr also. All that Salat, Asr, all is null and void. It's not permissible. You all must make Qadha and make Tawbah. And the Jummah also is shaitaniyat there. For what you have to make Jummah in the masjid? So all these things we want, we must fit into the Sharia. Not let the Sharia and Islam come and fit into our desires. That's a huge crime that the Ummah is committing nowadays. So when you're a Musafir, so see Islam. Now you're returning. So inform your wife, inform your family. Don't make a surprise entry. Remember that. Because you must remember, you can cause harm to your wife and your children. So Islam taught us all this. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah wrote a beautiful kitab, Adab-e-Safar and so forth. And Rafiq-e-Safar, sorry, the title of the book, Rafiq-e-Safar, the companion for a Musafir and a traveler. Excellent book, you should read it.
Somebody says, Ustad, hope you are doing well, dear respected Mufti Sahib. Any update on Hajj this year, 1442, Ustad?
We must pray, my brother, remember this. You know the situation is volatile. They themselves cannot tell you. You must remember that how much the cases will be in Ramadan, the virus, the pandemic. Today they will say this, tomorrow that, and so forth. And you can't really blame them because the situation is volatile. So as far as Ramadan goes, and as far as Saudi airline goes, they said they're going to resume international flights from the 4th, 5th of Shawwal. So indirectly, the message is you can't come for Ramadan. Some people will be allowed and so forth. That is my understanding. But me and you, it doesn't seem like. But we must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. So chapter 39, verse 53. Human being, all that, we are means, we are asbab. We must go to Musabbibul Asbab, the one who created this universe, oh Almighty Allah. Daily read 2 rakat salat, voluntary nafil salat. Daily read and pick up our hands, go in sajda. Chapter 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tubalina innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh beloved Allah, you show us the places of Umrah, the minor pilgrimage, the Hajj, the pilgrimage, and forgive us, Ya Allah. We are sinners and transgressors. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Verily, Ya Allah, you are the most forgiving, very merciful. So we must not lose hope. hope, whether it's Ramadan, Umrah, whether it's Hajj and so forth. So inshallah, if Allah wants, you will be there. If Allah does not want, then we won't be there. Remember that. So that is the khulasa, the summary of it. Another thing, daily make dua. Allah mahfaz bilad al-harameen al-sharifeen min kulli su'in wa makruh. Ya Allah, you protect the harameen sharifeen, Makkah, Mukarrama, Madina, Munawwara. Allah matwahir al-majid al-aqsa min al-yahud al-ghasibin al-muhtallin. Ya Allah, you protect Masjid al-Aqsa from the Zionist entity and the apartheid regime. So all these type of duas we should be making in our own masjid. Today we sent out a wonderful message that we said that, Ya Allah, I absolve myself from those who are closing the masajid and so forth. So mashallah, excellent message. Ya Allah, don't take me to task for that what others are doing. Like Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, that Ya Allah, they do not punish us bima fa'ala sufaha'u minna. So we say the same thing, Ya Allah, some people still closing the masjid when the government is allowed it. Allahumma la tu'akhidhna bima fa'ala sufaha'u minna. Ya Allah, do not take us to task because what the fools and the idiots are doing on our rank. So that's the translation of the word sufaha in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala keep all our masajid open and protect all our masajid as well.
Who said a sister who's a revert, she says, I would like to remain strictly anonymous. I was told from one of my friends, and they asked me this today, Ustad. Doesn't it bother you to have left the way of peace, justice, and love for a religion of hatred, violence, and oppression towards women and others? What answer should I give, anonymous revert sister, Ustad?
My sister, this is part of the sacrifice that when you are going to go with a bikini to the beach, then they will tell you you are a free lady. And when you're going to wear the scarf, you're going to wear abaya, you're going to wear decent clothes, modest clothes, then they will tell you it is oppression. Then they will tell you that Islam is not giving freedom to the women and so forth. Simple answer you must give them. Tell them today's world, there are more than 50 Muslim countries, but there is not a single Islamic country. There isn't one. We need to be honest and don't fool ourselves. We say that Muslims are 2 billion, all that, all fairy tales, all that. So we have 1 billion, that also Mushkil say. Okay, we can just round it off as 1 billion. So we say 1 billion we are. So where is anybody forcing you to embrace Islam? Now you go, you do it now. 9 o'clock, we have a break. Go to Google and just put there that who are embracing Islam the most, the male or female. Lo and behold, 90% of the countries you will find, when you go to the demographics, is the female who are embracing Islam. If Islam is oppressing the ladies so much, so there's no one forcing them, but in the West they realize that, remember that the husbands are drunkies, that they are full of drugs, full of alcohol, and hitting them, abusing them. I don't say all, but many of them. So therefore, rather we choose a religion where we will find comfort, no wine and no swine. And all this type of wife abuse won't take place, and they won't have 101 girlfriends and abortions and all these type of things. So remember that all these are the reasons, the natural reason for you to embrace Islam. And you should read about the ladies who embrace Islam, like Yvonne Ridley and all others, why they embrace Islam. They had everything at their feet, you must remember, but they could not find the inner peace. The inner peace will come with Islam.
A minute after 9, we're going to leave it there for part 1. We're going to go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we're inundated with so many questions. Remember, part 2. Don't go away. Stay tuned.